All the world knows the story of Adam and Eve as told in Genesis. But few people know the story that is not found there, that of Lilith, the mysterious first wife of Adam.
The mysterious first wife of Adam? You've got to be kidding me.
After God created Adam, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone." He then created a woman from the earth, as he had created Adam himself, and called her Lilith. Two texts, excluded from the Bible, tell her story in detail. The first is called the Zohar, also known as the Book of Splendor, probably written in the 13th century. The other, called the Alphabet of Ben Sira, is a collection of writings compiled in the Middle Ages. Though both are medieval, they are said to rest on traditions dating back into antiquity. According to these traditions, Lilith was Adam's first wife, created before Eve.
At the very beginning, it wasn't just Adam who was created from the dust of the ground. Adam and his mate, his partner, Lilith, were co-created from the same dust, the same ground, at the same time, separate and equal.
Lilith herself appears to be a monstrous creature dating from prehistoric times. Carvings thought to portray her as such have been found in Egypt, Sumeria, Babylonia, and Greece.
There's reference to her in an ancient Babylonian relief sculpture that pictures a woman with bird talons flanked by owls, who is connected with an ancient goddess known as Lilitu, or Lilith. The root suggests night. The Hebrew word Laila means night, so there's an idea that she's a night demon, perhaps a blood-sucking night demon of some kind.
Lilith is mentioned in the Hebrew Bible, and in some translations of Isaiah in the Christian Old Testament, which reads, "There too Lilith shall repose, and find a place to rest. There shall the owl nest, and lay and hatch and brood in its shadow."
To say that Lilith is mentioned in the Bible is an absolute bold-faced lie. The word Lilith, the name Lilith, is not found in the Bible at all. So we did a little search for Lilith and zero Bible results for Lilith. It's an absolute lie to say that Lilith is in the Bible. It's not.
It was an apparent discrepancy in Genesis that first led ancient rabbinical scholars to expand the story of Lilith through Midrash. In it, there exist two different versions of God's creation of woman. The first suggests a simultaneous formation with that of the man. "So God created man in his own image, male and female he created them." The second comes a few pages later. "God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs. Then the Lord God made a woman."
There are two stories of how a woman is created in the Bible. Rabbinic tradition saw the first story as the creation of a different woman.
Sometime in antiquity, the rabbinical scholars try to reconcile the two versions in Genesis. They wanted to know exactly who the unnamed first woman was. Eventually, they linked her with a female demon mentioned in Isaiah, and so they created a text that connected the two.
So they're trying to say that there are two different creation stories, one in Genesis 1 and the other in Genesis chapter 2. Again, this is complete nonsense, because Genesis 1 tells us that man was created on the sixth day of history. The sixth day. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Right? This was the sixth day. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So he created man and woman on the sixth day of creation. And then if we go to chapter 2, they're trying to tell us that there's a totally different creation story in Genesis chapter 2. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." So we can get up here, I mean, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished." Everything was created in 6 days, and then God rested on the seventh day. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 says, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul." Now we know from chapter 1 that God created man on the sixth day. So Genesis chapter 1 is giving us a summary of the entire creation. And then Genesis chapter 2 gives us more detail about what happened on the sixth day when he created man. "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." This is talking about the Garden of Eden. Then if we go down, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Now this isn't saying that this is when God originally created all these animals. No, he's forming every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and he's bringing it to Adam to see what he would call them. That's the whole purpose here. "And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." So again, there are not two different creation stories. You have Genesis 1 that gives a summary of what happened on each of the 6 days of creation. Then you have Genesis chapter 2, which gives us much more detail about what happened on the sixth day of creation. There's not two different creation stories. Chapter 1 gives us a quick summary, and chapter 2 goes into more detail about the sixth day. It's as simple as that. They're lying when they say that Lilith was Adam's first wife. That's a lie. Her name was Eve, and we know her name from Genesis 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. So Eve was Adam's wife. Anyway, you just got to remember, there's two kinds of people in the world. Those that believe the Bible and those that don't. So just take the Bible for what it says, and don't believe the nonsense that is put out there by the world. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.